This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and Qatar have decided to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi today. Briefing the media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary for Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and the Amir of Qatar focused on strengthening trade, energy, investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. Following the delegation-level talks, the two countries signed two memorandums of understandings, MOUs. The secretary said one MOU is related to upgrading the ties between India and Qatar to a strategic partnership.
Both sides have today agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders today. The trade today between India and Qatar is about $14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
Another MOU aimed at avoiding double taxation and preventing fiscal evasion concerning taxes on income was also signed between the two countries. Earlier in the day, both nations also signed two other MOUs to enhance business and investment collaboration in the presence of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Faisal bin Thani bin Faisal Al Thani. U.S. and Russian officials today held more than 4 hours of talks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, marking their first discussions aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Russia's Chief Foreign Policy Advisor Yuri Ushakov held discussions with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and West Asia Envoy Steve Witkoff. After the meeting, Mr. Yuri Ushakov said the talks went well and there was a serious conversation on all issues. He also mentioned that the two sides agreed for negotiators to discuss Ukraine and briefly talked about the conditions needed for a Putin-Trump meeting. Meanwhile, he noted that the summit was unlikely to take place next week. U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said both the countries agreed to establish a consultation mechanism to address irritants in the bilateral relationship, with the objective of taking steps necessary to normalize the operation of respective diplomatic missions. The central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 562 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh. The Union Panchayati Raj Ministry said these grants provided to the Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies play a crucial role in strengthening grassroots democracy. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the centre is working on the interest of every section, due to which there has been a big change in the lives of citizens. Mr. Chauhan was addressing the gathering at the launch of a pilot programme called the National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations, Naksha Project, at Raisen in Madhya Pradesh today. Delhi's BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. All the newly elected BJP MLAs along with senior leaders of the party will participate in the meeting. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on Thursday at Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP had won 48 out of the 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Registrations are currently open for the Waves Trailer Making Competition, an opportunity for aspiring filmmakers to craft compelling trailers using Netflix's extensive content library. The competition is open to students and aspiring filmmakers with a passion for video editing, filmmaking, or content creation. In women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at Vadodara at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.